Every financial plan needs a CFP professional. When your financial advisor earns the CFP certification, it means he or she is trained to provide holistic and ethical financial planning in your best interest. So, with a CFP professional, you'll have confidence for today and security for tomorrow. Three letters do make a difference in your confident financial plan. Find your CFP professional or check to see if your advisor has CFP certification at letsmakeaplan.org.
This is the Jake Asmon Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asmon.
We move along here on a Tuesday edition of the show. Jake Asmon hanging out with you, of course, here on SB Nation Radio. The talk of the sports landscape has been the Last Dance, and now as that wraps up and we hopefully will have the resumption of an NBA season, well, we hope so anyway. The latest on that and much more will go out to the Progressive Guest Line right now, brought to you by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. We bring on Jared Greenberg, who you could, of course, watch on TNT, covering the NBA, and you also could check him out on NBA TV. Jared, it's Jake Asmon. Thanks so much for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Jake, good to speak with you, my man. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. So before we get to the Last Dance and what's going on with the NBA, what's this time been like for you, Jared? Because you're used to always being on the road covering games. You're used to always being on the air talking about the playoffs this time of year. How weird has this life been for you without the NBA on a day-to-day basis?
I know. I've had to hang out with my wife a lot. That's been the alternative. Good thing we like each other, though, Jake.
That's a positive.
Is that a bird she's flipping me off? I don't know what just happened there.
That's awesome. So everything good with your family though? You're safe at home?
Yeah, we're doing well. I appreciate it. You know, it's certainly been a trying time, but all things considered, everybody's healthy. We're all getting along here in quarantine. It's a complete 180, as you mentioned, of what I typically would be doing this time of the year, which is, you know, on the road for 3, 4, 5 weeks at a clip, you know, bouncing around North America covering games. And I certainly miss that. But thinking of the people who are having a lot harder times than we have right now.
No doubt about it. So before we get to, you know, some possible scenarios for the NBA to return, how about the Last Dance? Obviously, it wrapped up on Sunday. You know, it set a ratings record for most views ever on a documentary. What did you make of it? Just give us your overall thoughts on the piece.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was cool. And obviously, as you mentioned, the ratings bared it out that it wasn't just people like you and me who are lovers of the NBA who are hoop heads or even just sports junkies. You know, I think it bared out that people were craving something fresh, something new. And even though you had to go back to essentially, you know, all throughout the 90s, the way they bounced back and forth and even into the 80s at times for things, you know, the whole premise started on the fact that Adam Silver back in 1997 was able to come to an agreement with Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and the Bulls organization that they could put cameras in places that we really have never seen cameras, or at least seen the footage of those cameras in the locker rooms, in the training room, on the bus ride, in the practice facilities, in hotel rooms. And getting a glimpse of that stuff was pretty cool. You know, kind of leaves you wanting more. I obviously wish there was even more than we saw, but you know, I think that we all have to be grateful of just getting what we had there, because those were 10 outstanding episodes.
Now, I want to get to something that you tweeted out, because I actually talked about this very topic earlier on in the show today. So your tweet was about the Pizzagate incident. Of course, the flu game is no longer the flu game. It's the food poisoning game. And your tweet was spot on. I'm going to read it to the listeners. So Grover, that's Tim Grover, Jordan's trainer, calls in a pizza order, tells them it's for Jordan, and then allows them up to the floor to his room rather than meeting the pizza delivery guys in the lobby. Smells fishy. I could not agree more. Something doesn't seem right about the whole pizza story. What do you think actually happened?
I don't know. You know, and obviously there's been all these rumors you know, since 98 that it wasn't the flu. And we learned that, yeah, it wasn't the flu, it was food poisoning. And I'm not doubting that it was food poisoning. I just have a hard time believing that it happened the way they told the story. Because even if Grover does call for pizza, he's not letting them know it's for Jordan. And even if the pizza place knows that the Bulls are staying at that particular hotel, there's plenty of other hotel rooms. Jake, I don't know about you, but I've stayed in hotels, coincidentally, that professional athletes have stayed in simultaneously, right? So there's more rooms in that hotel than just for the Chicago Bulls. So you're not tipping it off that it's players and the Bulls. And then you're not letting the pizza delivery guy get in the elevator. You're sending someone. And at that time, Tim Grover's not somebody that a pizza delivery guy would recognize their face. So you send him down to the lobby to go intercept the guy. You don't let him knock on the door. And to begin with, how do they know to poison the pizza? How do they know it's going to Jordan or anybody on the Bulls? I mean, it just seems like a mocked up version of probably what happened.
I couldn't agree more. It's just bizarre. And the other thing is that I still don't understand is, you know, if they're calling down for pizza, why would you ever say it's Michael Jordan? I just can't get over that. All these players, when they go on the road, first and foremost, they usually have aliases when they check into these hotels.
Right. No question. Everybody does. Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. We're talking with Jared Greenberg. You can follow him on Twitter at Jared S. Greenberg. He joins us on the Progressive Guest Line. Of course, you can quote Buy and Save on your home insurance with Progressive's new home quote Explorer. So just moving on from The Last Dance, obviously we're hoping to have the NBA season return in some capacity, whether or not it's just right to the playoffs or we do play some regular season games. From what you're hearing, Jared, what is the most likely scenario for how the NBA is going to look like if and when they do come back?
You know, I think they're still working through it. You know, I think that, you know, what we're hearing, a lot of these rumors, bits and pieces of it, not that they're true or untrue. I just think from what I understand, what the NBA is doing right now with all of their teams and all of their partners is scenario planning. If this happens, then we do this. If this happens, then we do that. And I think, you know, it seems as if the NBA feels like it has a long enough runway to this point. Now, to this point as of today, that could change in a few days if the medical and health experts and public officials change their policies and you know, what they feel is best practices. But I feel like, you know, at this point, we're probably just going to go right to the playoffs. You know, maybe there's some sort of play-in or something, and this, you know, just my thoughts of you know, to spice things up to get more teams involved, because I think the NBA would like to get more than just the 16 teams involved. And then ultimately, I think the most important thing, besides the economics, I mean, that is the obvious most important thing here. The NBA doesn't want to leave all this money on the table. And it's not just the NBA, which is looked at as this billion-dollar corporation. It filters down to getting a lot more people paid than just the NBA and its billion-dollar owners. But I think besides the economics, it's also the opportunity this year to have a historic champion crowned. I mean, when you think about the two LA teams here, and not just to make it about them, but let's face facts here, what it would do, we saw what the Jordan documentary did in terms of ratings. You mentioned that, Jake. Imagine what it would do to have either LeBron James or the LA Clippers vying for their first ever title. You know, we're coming off of this whole Jordan thing. I don't think that the NBA wants to have it on their hands and have part of the conversation forever that LeBron James did not get an opportunity at winning his fourth title just because we couldn't play it. Now, obviously, we're going to put health and safety first, and the economics are most important here besides the health and safety. But I think the NBA realizes that crowning a champion and giving LeBron that opportunity is vitally important to the history of the game.
Jared Greenberg with us here, NBA on TNT, and of course the NBA TV is the Crunch Time host, where you could check him out there. You know, I'm curious if and when the season does return and they go, you know, to, you know, a one, you know, one area to do the playoffs, and obviously there'll be no fans. Do you think whoever does win the championship this year, they'll have to deal with, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, it's an asterisk championship, it doesn't really count? How will we ultimately view the team that does win the title? Will we look at it as, you know, a fair and square champion?
Yeah, I think that conversation will be present, but I also think, too, that this is fair, equal ground for everybody, or unfair, equal ground for everybody, and that all 30 teams, all 450 players are dealing with the similar situation right now. And I think it'll be similar to lockout shortened seasons when a team wins a title and not having to gone through, not having gone through a full 82-game season. I just think it's, you know, and I think this is something that Adam Silver has spoken about in the past, and not specifically towards this champion, but talking about how we overvalue sometimes the history just because we want to say, well, this has to be compared to that. I think this is the situation we're dealing with, and to say we'd rather not do something because it's not perfect is just ludicrous to me. Not everything in life is going to be ideal. Obviously, we're all sitting and dealing through that right now, and it's uncomfortable. But would you rather have a little bit of something, or would you rather have nothing?
Absolutely. Jared Greenberg joining us here on the Jake Asman Show, SB Nation Radio. I want to get to your days at Hofstra being a fellow Long Islander. But first, I got to ask you about your Twitter picture, because it's freaking awesome, man. You have a picture of you interviewing Bill Clinton. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, that was one of the coolest nights of my life for NBA TV a couple of years ago, covering a Milwaukee Bucks at Brooklyn Nets game. And, you know, he's sitting courtside, come to find out he's best friends with the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, went up to him, asked the Secret Service guys if we could chat with him, and come to find out that he is an unbelievable diehard NBA fan. You know, we all think of, like, Barack Obama as being this unbelievable basketball fan. I couldn't get President Clinton to stop talking about the Bucks. He knew so much about the roster. It was one of the coolest experiences of my life.
What was the Secret Service, you know, around him like? How difficult was trying to get anywhere near him?
Well, you know, that's funny because we spotted him during the first half of the game when he's sitting, you know, at midcourt courtside, and we couldn't find the Secret Service, and we're like, where is? There's got to be a lot of security around this guy. Like, there's no way they're letting him be in the building by himself. And then as we got closer to him at halftime, when we went up to him, we realized how, like, camouflaged the Secret Service was. They're all, like, in regular clothes. And, you know, people are coming up to him, taking selfies with him, and he's totally cool with it. But you quickly realize that if you were going to get too close to him, somebody was going to stiff-arm you. But once we got up and figured out who the point person was, because that became pretty clear, they were cool with it. You know, he loves talking about hoops. So the fact that we were NBA TV and he was going to have the chance to show his love for the game, he was down with it.
That's awesome. Jared Greenberg joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. Finally, you went to Hofstra. Jared, I grew up on Long Island. I used to go to Hofstra football games. You know, of course, the program had Wayne Corbett come from it, Willie Colon, Marcus Colston, and now Hofstra hasn't had football in so long. What can we do to bring Hofstra football back to Long Island? Because it'd be amazing to get the pride back out there playing in front of the Long Island faithful.
Well, I think that was part of the problem. The Long Island faithful was few and far between there, Jake, let's be honest. and you clearly made a huge mistake in your life not going to Hofstra. Maybe that would have helped.
Yeah,
maybe your
that's fair.
Tuition that you would have given each year. Yeah, exactly. But no, I don't know. It was a great opportunity. When I got to Hofstra, Jake, here's a little fast fact for you that I don't think has ever happened except for this year. When I got to Hofstra, there were more players in NFL training camps that went to Hofstra at that time than were in training camps who had gone to Notre Dame.
Wow.
How about that? That was short-lived, but it was a cool fact that one particular fall.
That is an awesome stat. I did not realize that. So hopefully we get it back one day. It'd be great. But, you know, obviously, you know, being from Long Island, people would love to see it. The only time that field's used now is for really lacrosse.
That's right.
Jared Greenberg, of course, has been our guest here on the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow Jared on Twitter at Jared S. Greenberg. You could, of course, check him out the NBA on TNT and watch him on NBA TV as well. Jared, thanks so much for your time, man. Always been a huge fan of yours. Great to finally get you on the show and talk all things hoops with you.
Jake, I've thoroughly enjoyed this.
Thank you very much. Jared Greenberg joining us there on the Progressive Guest Line. Of course, quote, buy and save on your home insurance. Progressive's new home quote, explore only at progressive.com. We wrap up day two of the Jake Asman Show relaunch when we return here on SB Nation Radio.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 888-672-BLUE or visit hereforyoutx.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.